you by Buffalo River Speedway. Joining the other half of the Bullring Boys chat, half of myself today is NOSA Outlaw Sprint Car driver Jordan Adams. We'll be talking to him for a while. Your show today brought to you by your auto equipment experts. For all of your car equipment needs, check out Auto Equipment Experts in Grand Forks. They're an AC Delco distributor for auto parts and so much more. Auto Equipment Experts also sell and service all major brands of tire machines, wheel balancers, hoists, air compressors, and anything you need to stock your shop. Or for all you weekend warriors, good way to stock up your garage too. Locally and employee owned, check them out. Auto Equipment Experts, 5036 10th Avenue South and North, right here in Grand Forks, or call 701-757-2500 or go to autoequipmentexperts.com. Auto Equipment Experts open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Any questions or comments for myself, Jordan Adams, or Chad Hoff, our number, 701-213-0863. Again, 701-213-0863. And before we get going any further, it is time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. You know, okay. When I drink alcohol, everyone says I'm an alcoholic. But when I drink Fanta, no one says I'm fantastic. That's bad.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. I'm going to rate it out of a 10. I'll go like a 5.
Yeah, I don't even remember the last time I had a Fanta.
My son drinks it, that really? Orange Fanta stuff. Yeah. Parker has that stuff.
Yeah, oh, the orange, that's right. That's not bad.
No, it's not bad stuff. But they came out other colors, too. I don't know about those, but the Fanta.
I just tried my first bottle of water in months.
I believe it.
Yeah, it was like body shock for
was
me.
It?
It just didn't, it didn't taste right.
Did you just sit there for a second, like, what the hell?
What am I putting in? What is this I'm putting in my mouth?
Whoa.
Yeah. Jordan Adams, how are you, man?
I'm fantastic. Glad to be here.
How's everything going with you?
Oh, it's great. Oh, I need some more stuff to do to add to my plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not busy enough, are you?
No. We can handle a few more things.
All right.
Yeah, let's throw a couple things in there for you.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to how busy Jordan Adams is here in a minute, but I want to go through our race schedule.
Yes.
First off here. Tonight, Norman County Speedway in Ada. It's the Advantage RV Modified Tour, also IMCA Sport Mods, Stock Cars, Wissota Midwest Mods. Tomorrow night, River City Speedway, man, we're going to have a busy night tomorrow night.
Big Motor Mania.
Yeah, Big Motor Mania. NOSA Sprints, Late Models, the Advantage RV Modified Tour, the Rebel Midwest Mod Tour. I believe that's a makeup from probably a rainout over the fair. So, there's going to be a lot of cars there. Saturday, you got another great night going on Saturday, too, in Devil's Lake.
Devil's Lake's going to be an awesome night of racing. I took off last weekend. I was doing we had a family vacation, which was amazing. You got to get that done and do that thing, which is good. I went to my door with Parker and Brittany, so I'll be excited to get back in the booth on Saturday with the old peeps.
Yeah, is it the Golden Hammer?
Golden Hammer? Yeah. I don't know if that's this weekend or next. I think it's next weekend because we postponed because of the Rebel Mod Tour.
Okay.
Mod Tour goes to Greenbush to make up for that. Rain out, and so we'll do the Golden Hammer will be next weekend, I believe. Heather will correct me.
She's I'm sure Heather will be texting here in a minute.
Kevin Papenfuss, happy birthday.
Yeah, but it's even on my list.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kevin Papenfuss, how are you, buddy?
Didn't mean to take your thunder.
That's okay. Saturday, Greenbush Race Park, Advantage RV Tour, Rebel Midwest Mod Tour, the Dugan Nelson Memorial Mods, Midwest Mods, Wissota Street Stocks, Wissota Pier Stocks going to be there. And let's see here, Sunday, Buffalo River Speedway. Got like a billion cars, IMCA Mods, Inex Legends, Short Trackers, $1,000 to win, IMCA Hobby Stock Show. Got the IMCA Sport Mods, Wissota Midwest Mods, and Lightning Sprints. Jason Berg is going to be very busy.
You talk about being aggressive this year coming opening up. I mean, Jason Berg is that top notch right now, trying to be aggressive as all get out to make sure that thing goes.
Well, he is aggressive. Dirty Thursday brought to you by Buffalo River Speedway.
Yo. Where's it at, Katie? Is it up there? Oh, we put her on the spot. Boom, there it is.
Yeah, just like that. Boom.
There it is. We can make a dance. Can you make a dance? No, we can make Jordan dance. Jordan, we can make you dance. I don't know. If you want to see Jordan dance, go to the Beehive, check it out.
Might be worth admission right there.
It might be worth admission to go out to the Beehive and just check Jordan out.
Speaking Speaking of the Beehive.
Oh, let's do it.
I might as well mention that now. You've been busy. Now you are part owner of the Beehive or whatever, how that works in Reynolds.
Yeah, so there's three of us. I'm our manager.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, been busy with that, gearing up for a big weekend here.
Got the open house or the grand opening is this Saturday. Tell us all the things that are happening there.
Yes, we kind of got a jam-packed day going on here. It all starts at 10 a.m. Saturday. Beanbag tournament registration starts then. And then at 11 or right after 11, the first beanbags will fly. Then at noon, and this was just added yesterday that I was aware of, there's a antique tractor ride taking off from Reynolds. They're going to make a loop, and they'll be back to the park for the steak fry at 5. We have our grand opening ribbon cutting at 2:30.
Nice.
Out front of the Beehive. 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, Prime Steel is bringing out some cars for a car show.
Cool.
5 o'clock, the steak fry starts. That goes until 8 p.m. And then Rhyme or Reason is on Main Street for a street dance from 8 to midnight.
And then you're going to sleep on Sunday till about 1.
I'm probably going to sleep till next Thursday.
Till it's maintenance time on the car,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
My goodness, that's busy.
How is it working in a bar, being a bar owner? I mean, I know you guys, you talk about aggressive at Buffalo River.
Yeah.
You have been very aggressive with the Beehive. I know you guys have done a ton of work. And how is that going?
It's good. It's a different life. Biggest thing is your life schedule. So if you close the bar down at 1 o'clock and you're cleaning, and by the time you get back to Forks, it's probably after 2, and then you're sleeping in till 10 or 11 to regroup and do it all again the next day. But yeah, we've had a lot of events. It seems to get a lot of people out and in the door, you know, not from the Reynolds town, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But
you're making it a destination place right now, really.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Also, big news, you're getting married.
What?
Yeah.
That's like old news.
You're a pretty lucky guy. She's a good gal.
Yeah, she's awesome. She puts up with all these adventures, I guess we'll say, with racing in the bar. And yeah, we're finally hitched.
Yeah, yeah. And when is all this going down?
So we're flying to Cabo to get married. We always take a trip every winter, so we figured we'll do it there. We're inviting a lot of friends, family, and going to do that. March 4th is our wedding date, and then we'll come back here for a big reception in Fargo March 11th.
Wow.
Well, that's awesome.
And new house. You're living in Grand Forks. You buy a house in Grand Forks, and then you open up a business in Reynolds.
You know, that seems to be the smart thing to do. You know, I'm just saying, people like driving home that way.
Well, yeah, like he's... like he mentioned earlier, too, you know what? Yeah. He goes, it's probably a good thing, because if I lived in Reynolds still, I would be probably getting calls from the bar
all the time. Nonstop.
So how do you like living in the big city?
I enjoy it. It's a lot different than coming from the farm life, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to put clothes on when you let your dogs out. Yeah. But
you can't pee off the deck anymore.
Well, just put a pair of shorts on. It's fine.
We enjoy it. The worst part about it is we have 2 dogs, 2 Goldens, so it's tough to keep them exercised, so say, with our busy schedule. So
Do you think we should talk about racing?
You know, that might be the whole thing of the show, but I enjoy talking about the Beehive because it's pretty cool how he brought a bar that was pretty much dead in Reynolds, and he brought it back to life, so it's good for him. Good kudos to him for that. But, you know, on the car side of things, your car's been pretty fast this year.
We're getting better.
I talked to you quite often this year.
We've been up on the grandstands, I guess, a few times.
Yeah.
Not as many times as we've hoped, but I think the last 2-3 weeks we've worked on the car and found a few things that have made us a little better. Last Friday, I think, has been our best run of the year. So hopefully we can build on that this
weekend.
You're
kidding me.
Keep going.
And I was gone. Maybe that's the problem.
What are you doing tomorrow, Chad? Out of town?
I'm watching you.
Oh.
Maybe?
Yeah. Okay. A couple of belated birthdays. Mark. Paul, the producer's dad, my brother-in-law, was his birthday this weekend.
Happy birthday.
And Paul's brother, Adam. It's his birthday today, so happy birthday, you guys, if you're watching. Kevin Pappenfoot says, I hope he has a bed set up in the back of the bar for them special nights. Yeah, you got a bed set up in the back of the bar yet, Jordan?
You got a cot?
I'm going to be doing a lot of these.
Yeah, so. Red Bull.
A lot of Red Bulls.
It's sugar-free, though.
Red Bull. It's the Red Bull.
I can't drink those.
I can't do things. Those.
I tried one time.
And they messed me up so bad.
Yeah, me too.
You get like caffeine high? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it feels awful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can do a cup of coffee and maybe a Coke, but I do like a Red Bull or like a Monster or something. I'm like my stomach gets queasy and I get shot down.
I love them. I live off them.
You live off them. Be careful.
I used to do a Bang a day, and now I've
gone What back. Is a Bang?
Bang energy drink.
Bang. So you got to make sure you clarify yourself sometimes on these words.
Yeah, especially with Chad in the studio.
Yeah, because, me. I'm the problem.
Bang.
I do a bang a day. What do you do with bang? What do you bang? Oh, bang energy. All right. That's those commercials where you see those commercials like, hey, you want a bang?
Right.
Oh, it's energy drink.
Yeah. Good marketing.
It's a good marketing tool. Yeah. Oopsies. Okay, back. Sorry. We got off topic.
Jason Berg says, good luck, Jordan, Friday. Hope to see you at Buffalo River on the 8th.
We will be there. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Speaking of Buffalo River.
NOSA goes to Buffalo River. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought I had two, but only one. I've got a little package here. It's a ticket to Buffalo River Speedway to any regular season race, and also 10 of these buy one attraction, get one free from Thunder Road Family Fun Park in Fargo.
Sweet.
So
Jason gave those to you.
Yeah, if somebody wants to text me and say, I'll take them, I'll write your name down. Our number again, 701-213-0863 if you want those. I still haven't been to Thunder Road and want to do that. And
Jason Berg's doing that. We might do that whole little charity thing we're going to be a part of.
You know, he invited me, and you couldn't make it because of work, but was work on the show last Monday.
Yeah,
and,
I know. I missed it.
It was pretty fun.
I watched it. It was pretty cool. Jason just goes live, so I didn't get to see you, but I heard the voice and stuff, and then you had another awesome guest on there, too.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of fun to hear the old aspects of old racing and how hard knocks, I guess you'd call it. Unfortunately, work did get in the way again for me, but it is what it is. Sometimes the full-time job takes over, you know, so.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. Who's this?
Who is it?
Okay, Jody Borgen Danner. She wants those tickets.
Jody Borgen Danner.
Yes.
I got a question for you. I'm going to bring this up tomorrow night, too, before the races when I do the pump-up thing. What's up with guys wearing short shorts again?
That is
just bogus. Okay, so I know we're getting way off topic now, but it just drives me nuts because my son plays baseball, and it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and his coach is amazing, great guy, awesome. You know, Parker's 8, so he's trying to do the best he can to get everybody excited, all these kids excited. Does an awesome job with that, gets everybody really excited, but his shorts are like almost mid thigh.
Oh,
when
man.
When does that become popular again?
How can you put 10 pockets in shorts that are that short?
We're going John Stockton age now. We're going back to the short shorts. Yeah. I got to have those 10 pockets, especially on a race night, because I got to have what microphone. I got my FM receiver, my puffer case because I'm an asthmatic and I have to run sometimes. Yeah.
Then, pretty soon it's
short shorts.
Short shorts and high socks.
Short shorts and high socks.
Remember them days?
Golly.
The better question is, what's with the grandma shorts that girls are wearing now? The above the belly button jean shorts that the girls are wearing now? What is up with those? I mean, they look like they're going to go garden.
Well, now that you show off their butt cheeks, that doesn't make any sense. Jordan, you're engaged now. Don't go there.
I'm not talking.
You got a pair of short shorts yet?
Do you wear short shorts?
I don't have the physique.
He wears short shorts.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I just had to get that out because come on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Guys wearing short shorts, it makes sense.
Sure. It's 2021, right?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, you're not going to see this guy wearing short shorts.
I'm definitely not wearing short shorts. If it doesn't go at least to my knees, it's. When I sit down, I don't want half my thigh showing because there's no sun on those things. Yeah. Sorry.
By the way, that package from Buffalo River Speedway has been won. So sorry about that, Greg.
Booty shorts. That's what they're called.
Booty shorts.
Yeah. Thanks, Jody. Sorry. Booty I got shorts. Everybody way off topic. I apologize, but that just drove me nuts.
We tend to do that on Thursdays.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about this. NOSA now is traveling a lot more. How is the grind of doing that? Have you been able to make it to all the shows?
I have not. for my first time in over 10 years, I guess, racing, we've missed our first couple of NOSA shows. We've missed two at Devil's Lake, one in Sioux Falls. One weekend we didn't go. It was a NOSA show. We'll miss Jamestown here this weekend. Not sure on Mandan because we might be combining, but it's been a grind.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of July, it felt like we were towards the end of the year with how many shows we've done and traveling.
And, you know, if you were able to make these shows, I think you're sixth in NOSA points right now. So, you know, you might consider this not too great of a year. I mean, it's coming around now, but you're still right up there.
Yeah, it's not bad points-wise. I guess we've been consistent, but we'll see what happens the next couple weeks.
The biggest thing I think you look at with you, though, in your schedule, you got a lot of extra stuff going on, and then you got the racing. You know what I mean? So to miss those shows, you look, well, there's Saturday nights. You got another Governor's Cup's coming up. That's Saturday night, too, right? Friday, Saturday. I mean, both those are huge nights for bar-wise. And so are you weighing out your options? Like, I got to stay. We got to make sure this goes.
Well, for the Governor's Cup, I think we'll be combining. So
that's another aspect of what you deal with.
Right. Yeah, it's not really on the schedule right now, unless it rains or something, or my dad gets wild hair. So we'll see what happens. But it's tough to get it all in. But business comes first. So
how are the crops looking, by the way? Because it varies. I mean, man, you could go across the road.
We don't have to talk about
one road
it.
From another.
Not but, a great subject.
No, I'm just, you know.
Well, we have, I think we have around 1,000 acres of wheat, and that should be pretty quick this year. Mm-hmm. So.
Is it taller than like 12 inches?
Yeah. Good. It's just nothing great. So yeah. We'll see what happens for the beets and the corn and the soybeans, but we're pretty dry, so we could welcome some more rain.
Yeah.
All I know is I've always heard corn should be knee-high by 4th of July.
Yes.
And I know a lot of the corn I saw on 4th of July was waist-high or chest-high, so maybe corn's doing okay. I don't know. I don't know how any of these crops work. I just drive a beet truck.
Yeah. I unfortunately work with farmers all the time, and it's one year they're complaining it's too wet, and next year they're complaining it's not wet enough, and well, Jordan knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this year this way too dry, like they're shoving their hands down cracks in the soil, and yeah
you get 2 inches of rain and you can hear the ground just sucking it up.
Oh yeah. There's no give and take there. That's definitely takes it one shot at a time and it's gone in seconds.
On Friday night, Jordan, you won your first tee of the year. Did you find a little something there? I mean, how has the year gone? Explain it. As far as setup, track conditions.
He's won a pole, too.
Luck. I mean, we all know how much luck has to do with this, too. But
you didn't stay on the pole that night.
But you were there.
I was there for a lap or so.
Yeah? Yeah?
It's been okay. Like I said, I think we've gotten a lot better the last couple weeks here. Beginning of the year, it was pretty fun to go to Jackson, and we've been down to Sioux Falls quite a bit, and I really enjoy Husitz. The competition there is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Only makes you better. We've had some decent runs there too. I think we got an 11th once and 12th this last time we were there. So it's been okay. Tracks have been all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've had some dry ones, but that's part of this. You know, it's been so hot up here. No rain. It's tough deal for them to try and get tracks decent, and we're always blessed here with wind, it usually seems. So.
Oh yeah, blessed.
Yeah.
that's one track that is on my bucket list. I've never been to Husitz. Have you?
I've never been to Husitz. I think the hardest part is, though, is because you have Monday morning updates.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Monday morning work.
Yep.
To go 4 hours and drive back for, I mean, that's a trek. I mean, but if we did it, we'd have to do it like take a Monday off.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Or just Iron Man it out, man.
Iron Man it out.
Just do it.
Hey, guys, what do you want? Tire sales? Okay. Yeah.
As I'm sleeping. It's worth it. I promise. That place is unreal.
That's what I heard.
It's definitely like, what, top three of your racetracks that you love? Top four?
Yeah, top three for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and you opened up World of Outlaws there last year, too.
Yeah. We got our butt kicked, but it's okay.
You were down there and you experienced it. I mean, that's the beautiful part. And
yeah, it's a really fun racetrack. Concrete wall on the outside, and then they raised their berm on the bottom this year. So there's been quite a few wrecks with that, but it's just a super fun racetrack. The facility is amazing.
Right.
I don't think there's a nicer one around anywhere, but Definitely a place that you guys should get to if you've never been there.
When you look at, sorry, John, when you look at Jackson Waterplex and Husetts, they're kind of the same owner. Is it the tracks similar, different? What's the driving style in both those two tracks? You've been to both.
So Jackson's way bigger. I was not really a fan of Jackson. We're used to Bullrings up here.
Right,
so
right.
Going there, that night it was super heavy the whole night. They had gotten some rain the night before, and even after the feature, it was, you could get some passing done, but not much. And for us, I just like the smaller tracks, the Bullrings, for your elbows up all the time, and you don't have time to eat a hot dog going down the backstretch.
You know, like pulling like six tear offs down the backstretch.
Oh, it was bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can remember going to Fargo years ago when it was a half-mile track and watching the World of Outlaws race there, and I don't, the few times I went, I don't ever remember a good race. It seemed like the distance between first, second, third, fourth was like seconds between them.
Right.
I mean, 3 seconds at the Bullring here at River City Speedway, that could be, there could be 15 cars going by in that 3 second span. Right. It's a lot closer racing. Do you prefer having the concrete wall around you? Or I mean, I know if you go off the turns here, it's, you can go for a wild ride, but is it still better than slamming into a concrete wall?
The concrete wall wrecks a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gone over the top in Grand Forks multiple times. I've actually been super lucky. I'll probably wreck now tomorrow, but I haven't flipped when I've gone off the top. So, but yeah, the concrete wall at Sioux Falls, if you touch it, you're probably going to wreck grab something. You. Yeah.
But it builds up a nice berm, though.
There's usually a nice cushion.
Yeah, you know, nice cushion to go off of, especially because you see that build up right there. It just seems to, when you have a concrete wall on the outside, it seems to build up a lot quicker than you do an open.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And if you miss that, cushion one time, you're into the concrete wall and your night's over.
Yeah, you're going to yard sale a car more than likely.
Yard sale. Turn it into a simulator.
Yeah.
You know what? Somebody texted me this week and I forgot all about it.
What?
Hold on a second. You take over for a minute.
Now he's got to walk away. So
this, for a second.
Break this down. Is like at the racetrack when he has to use the restroom. And they're like, hey, Chad, you just take over for a little bit longer. And I'm already done with what I got to say. You know, so, but Katie can come and fill in.
I'm just pushing the buttons for now.
Oh, you're just pushing the buttons for now?
I'm just the button pusher. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, how is, okay, let's go back to the Beehive. Just because I'm curious how this year's going. Your first year being open. Is it great, resounding, like, is it nice for the city of Reynolds? Are you seeing a lot? You said you see a lot more from outside in of outside Reynolds. Do you see a lot more people coming in? Like, thank you for doing this. We appreciate this. Cause you do more than just serve beer.
Right. Yeah. It's been well received, especially in our community. But yeah, we've captured some outsiders, which is a good thing. We'll have our kitchen. Oh boy. We'll have our kitchen going.
I saw that too.
We'll have our kitchen going hopefully within a month here. So that's really going to help, you know, make it somewhere to stop Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, you can come down for some burgers and brews.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's awesome. Now,
all right, I'm
we
back.
Know what this is.
Somebody had told me I better have one of these. This is as close as I got.
Yeah, it's not even clean.
The fishbowl. Well, this used to be Galaxy's home.
Oh, okay.
Remember we used to have that fish in
there? Yeah, we used to have a fish here.
Yeah.
There's a spirit over there.
I was going to clean it up and fill it full of Bush Latte for Jordan, but I didn't think he'd probably want it.
I never say no to a fishbowl.
Depending on the time frame, yeah. There's still some rocks in there.
It's flavor.
Yeah, it's flavor.
For how quick I just tried to dump it out, there's rocks everywhere back there. So,
you.
I will clean that up.
This prop wasn't 100% ready to go before the show started.
Well, we have two fish bowls. We have one for a backup.
Fish bowls.
So, yeah, that way when I was cleaning Galaxy's house, I could just put her into a different one, or him, or whatever the heck it was.
Well, now, what, she or he down the toilet?
She had a proper burial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, down the toilet.
Did you guys sip a Busch Light when you were, flushed her?
No. No, I didn't.
You played a trumpet in the background?
The damn fish quit fetching, so I didn't care. It was just, just sat there.
Yeah.
But it was a kid magnet, I tell you that. With the kids from the daycares walk by, and they'd see that fish sitting there, and they'd all just smudge up the windows trying to look at the fish. And
And then producer Paul's like, God, just watch that window. Yeah.
Will a fishbowl make an appearance next week in Mandan? Amanda Joe wants to know.
Oh, we're not sure if he's going to be there, people.
I can tell you that for the first time ever, nobody knows this. The Beehive is going to have fish bowls very soon.
No, well, hold on. Whoa.
Just got them in.
Really? We're going to have okay, fish bowls. We're going to have fish bowls at the Beehive.
It's going to be great.
Fish. What's up with that? Well, don't you guys ever watch Rodney Carrington? You know, have you ever seen Rodney Carrington?
I don't even know who that is.
I've heard of him. What?
Isn't I'm not even going to talk to you.
Isn't he like a country singer or something?
He is a comedian.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, you need to watch him.
Is he pokes fun at people that drink fish bowls?
Not fish bowls, but fish balls.
Oh, fish ball. Oh, that's a whole different. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He says it kind of funny, and it's you. Our fans out there, if you guys have not seen Rodney Carrington, check it out, preferably with no kids around.
Balls? You said what?
Fish have balls. Well, let's not get into the anatomy of a fish right now, because we can dive down deep into the catfishing of it, because you know John's got that taken care of.
Yeah, but I still
I'm just pissed right now. You guys don't even know who Rodney Carrington is.
By the way, too, you can see the hats that Chad and I are sporting now.
Yes,
new GFBS hats. We do have some for sale here at the studios. If anybody wants to stop
for sale. By, or shirts.
Oh yeah, look at the shirt.
Yeah, shirts, and. What else, John? There's more shirts coming.
Oh, the Boring Boys shirts. Hopefully will be available tomorrow night at River City Speedway.
Look at that.
That's what we're shooting for.
That's pretty cool.
And again, you'll be able to, maybe you saw us when I wore the one day, but we did kind of have a soft run with them there and just to show them off. But yeah. They're pretty cool shirts. They've got Chad and I's caricature on them. And what we're going to do, we're not making any money on these shirts.
In fact,
they're going to cost us some money, but we're going to take all the proceeds and put into the driver's fund,
yes.
Which is a good thing to do. So hopefully we can sell these shirts quick. Maybe order another batch and just keep filling up that driver's fund.
Yeah, because all we want to do is help out the racing family, right? And we're not looking at this to get rich or nothing like that. We're looking at this to make sure our profits go towards, Mark Dobmeier for the year he got in an accident. We'd like to help him out. Rob Carhole, he was a wingless driver that got in an accident, ended up in the hospital just this year. It'd been nice to throw, help him out just from us because he supported our racetrack. Mm-hmm. And so for guys that support us, we want to make sure to help them out and support them. So if you guys want one, that'd be great. We really appreciate it. And there's more. Hopefully we can order more for the end of the year. But he really did an awesome job.
Yeah, and I do believe they will say Dirty Thursday.
Perfect.
On the back of the shirt with GFBS, Jason Berg. There you go. How about this? How'd you like to be Robin Anderson right now? She just texted, my computer froze, and all I see is Chad's face frozen. Darn computer.
I hope it's a shitty.
Wait. Got this.
Wait, what? What is that?
That's your swear button.
Oh. Wow. Do I have anything with me today?
I was curious what that job
put an
was.
IOU in there. We'll be good.
Oh, okay.
We'll be good.
I'm going to write an IOU. Gosh darn it.
Hey, I seen a lotto ticket. Put it in there.
Yeah.
No, that's a receipt.
Oh, never mind.
This is sometimes I can't control my anger or something. This is a swear jar.
So that's just yours.
It was created for him.
Oh, yep.
Created for me.
Kind of like fish bowls are for you.
Yeah, that's
true. Is for Chad.
This is a swear jar. I owe you. And we're going to go ahead and, this is ridiculous.
Hey, and Cindy Joe's watching. Thanks for watching.
Thanks, Cindy. Thanks, Robin. Sorry about my face.
Hopefully it doesn't stain the brain too
much. Yeah. I heard that these computer monitors, if they stay frozen for too long, the image stays on the computer, like kind of burnt mm-hmm. in. I apologize, Robin. You're going to have to look at that ugly mug all the time.
Can you imagine?
That would be awful. I would go to Best Buy and buy a new monitor. I'd be like, this is done. I'm over it. We're going to shoot this thing.
I did want to ask you this, Jordan. Now that you're ankles deep or elbows deep in the bar business now, has it cut into being able to work on your car? Where do you find the time? Because, you got to work on them every week.
Well, you got bar, farm, and sprint car. Where do you find time to do all this? Plus,
and a wife.
Yeah.
And two dogs.
And two dogs. Yeah.
It's been a lot more challenging this year. I have a really great crew at the bar that steps in and they cover shifts. Last night I had one covered for me so I could go out and work on the car. It's definitely been more challenging to find time to do it all, but we've made it work so far, and I'll sleep later. That's what I keep telling everybody.
Yeah, so. Well, you're still young.
Yeah.
Your wife to be.
That's true. I'm getting old.
she's a good sport. I mean, you see her running around wherever you're doing, she's usually doing it with you. I mean, I've seen her working at the bar. Of course, at the Speedway. You got pretty lucky there.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
You know, it's...
That's all you got to say, though. You figured you'd say a little longer about support and love and everything. You're like, John's like, giving you props. You're pretty lucky. And Jordan's like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. The thing is...
It's all right.
You hear from these race car drivers, you know, that, I got to hang it up. My wife doesn't want me doing this anymore. Or the other half doesn't want me doing it anymore. The thing is, most of these ladies, the other halves of the race car drivers, they knew what they were getting into before. And so they're usually pretty good with it. I mean, I could see if you had a bad wreck or something like that. And it was scary. I could see that the wife, I mean, I know for sure one driver, his wife wanted him to quit because of concussions. He'd had a few. And that's a health deal, you know, so that's a little different. But
yeah.
How important is it, especially for you, your whole family?
Have the support.
To be backing you all the time.
Yeah, it's huge. Otherwise I wouldn't even want to do it. So to have all their support, it's our family life right now. I mean, we all travel and do this, and, you know, I think we've gotten a lot closer through it all. Did have that one bad wreck a couple of years ago, and I remember in the ER, my mom was bawling, "We got to stop racing. We got to quit doing this." And then we came back the next year.
So. Well, now, your sister is into horses.
Those are scary.
I was going to say.
Get on one of them.
Exactly. I mean, at least a sprint car doesn't have a brain.
So I had two horses back in the day. And my wife doesn't know anything about horses. And I told her, I said, "I need you to stand still. Because Confetta has a cut on her leg. I want to get it, and we got to doctor her up and get it taken care of." I said, "Just stand there, wave your arm. She'll run right back to me. I got green." Running right at Brittany, and she never even flinched. And Confetta, which is my horse's name, went right by her arm. And I said, "My mom's yelling from the top of the roof." She's like, "Why didn't you move?" Oh, she could have got totally trampled. Yeah, horses aren't even, they're no fun joke. I mean, that's an animal that's got a mind of its own. At least you can control your sprint car.
That's true. We can try and control it. Some nights it does whatever it wants. But
yeah, I can't figure that out. It's got a mind of its own.
And you know, Jenny says horses are not scary. No, I agree. They're not scary. All I'm saying is I would think it's just about as dangerous as driving a sprint car because you read about accidents on horses all the time. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, but. Superman. What's that?
A horse paralyzed Superman.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that. Christopher Reeves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin Pappenfuss, by the way, says, "My wife didn't know what she was getting into. It took her 10 years to get into it. Then she talked me into running 5 more years."
Right.
You think Abby's going to talk you into keep racing forever?
I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. She likes to sell 50-50, so.
Yeah.
And we're getting to do that at a lot of tracks now, so it's kind of nice.
Right.
We happened to run into the 50-50 winners on Friday night afterwards.
Really?
We stopped into the Drum, and it was father and son. And boy, were they lit up. Oh, man. In fact, I saw the guy changed his Facebook picture to him and his dad at the racetrack because he won like $1,500.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
it was a big 50-50 draw. And he's got his picture with all that money there. And it's like, I bet you don't even remember taking that picture. Yeah. They were having a lot of fun.
Well, that's awesome. I think we should have a good turnout, too, this weekend, especially with the Advantage Tour coming through. We got A-Mods coming, the Midwest Mods coming. We had some awesome sprint car drivers coming down for that Wayne Anderson Cup. That was a cool spot. That was a cool thing. We had a guy from Knoxville here. I mean, so... pretty neat to have the support and run these cars with that.
City Joe says, "They're trying to kill me, I swear, with worrying." Greg says, "What does the bull ring and a horse have in common? They can both buck you off." Yeah, I guess that's true. Oh,
that's a good one.
That's pretty good analogy, I guess.
I'd take that
Is
one.
That the right word? I'm
putting that
for.
In the bank.
All right, so we're going to go over this one more time. Big grand opening of the Beehive. I'm glad you wore your hat, by the way. So things are going to be rolling about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, so 10 a.m. is our registration for the beanbag tournament.
Blind draw.
Blind draw, double elimination, yep. $10 entry. I forgot to say, too, right now it's sitting $350 to win.
So oh, that's a there you go.
Good pot.
Explain to people what the blind draw means. Some people don't really understand that. What's the blind draw mean when you come there?
So we're going to draw cards. Whoever you match up with cards is going to be your partner. Right. So you don't get to bring your best friend.
Your ringer.
There's no ringers.
Yep.
But you could be paired up with one. That's how cool this is.
Mm-hmm. That's true. My sister somehow, she won the last one because she was with a ringer.
So. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, that's registration starts at 10. And then that the sponsor that kicked in the money for the purse was Outsider Entertainment. So shout out to him. It's $100 for second and $50 for third right now. And then all the entry money that we get is going into that as well. So we're probably going to be looking at $500 to win, I would assume.
Yeah.
Wow.
First bags will hopefully fly right after 11. Tractor, antique tractor ride is taking off right down from the Beehive at noon. We have our ribbon cutting ceremony at 2:30. Car show at the park at 4, steak fry from 5 to 8, and then street dance from 8 till midnight-ish.
And if you need to do anything for Jordan that day, bring him a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Sugar-free.
Sugar-free Red Bull.
And that's good because you're going to have to remember your sponsors here in a minute. But
Question. Well, because we're going to probably get the GFBS camper out there to do some remote podcasting. But I was thinking about bringing the fam with. Is it going to be, like, you can have children all the way up for the street dance, like, till midnight? I mean, do you have to be 21 or not?
So you do have to be 21 to get inside the fence, beer garden area. And it's $10 to enter, too. I should have said that. But yeah,
that's kind of an important topic there, Jordan. Okay.
I forgot. My bad. But, yeah, it is 21 plus once we get rolling with the bar there.
So can kids be there at all?
They can be outside. They just have to be outside the fence.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
You know, life doesn't seem to ever slow down. Everything needs to be done, like, right now. Well, when it comes time for an oil change, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, most oil changes are done within 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change does more than that, too. Tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations, batteries. And included in your oil change, they'll top off your fluids, they'll check your tires, your battery, your lights, your wipers, your cabin air filter, too. You also can get discounts for fleets and the military, and they can text and email invoices and coupons. And I tell you what, this is really cool. Mention Grand Forks Best Source and get $10 off your oil change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, it's open 7 days a week with no appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks, too. Stop in Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. 3325 South 38th Street or call 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. On a Dirty Thursday, brought to you by the Buffalo River Speedway with Jordan Adams and, of course, Chad Hoff. We mentioned a little bit schedule. And you know, when you're a farmer, also with everything else you do, it pretty much makes your schedule for you, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it comes and goes, your busy times, especially for me. I help with planting and harvest a lot more. Middle of the summer, I'm not as busy on the farm, but scheduling's a little easier when there's not much going on.
And, you know, good old dad, Dave, it seems like he's always in the picture, too. Whether it be helping out at the bar or, you know, you always see him in the pits. And the one thing about Dave is in the pits, it doesn't seem to matter how the day is going or how the night's going. Guy's always got a grin on his face. Like,
he's smiling.
This is fun. No matter what, this is fun.
Especially when he was pushing Jordan onto the racetrack on the Wayne Anderson Cup, and I'd wave at him. And, hey.
You guys must see a different side, because I never get those smiles.
I think it's like he's doing it because he's out in front of everybody.
Yeah.
But by the trailer, it's serious business. Yeah, he should probably have a swear jar then, right?
Yeah, I could buy some new tires with that.
Really?
Yeah.
The That's side of funny. Dave I never knew.
Right?
Holy cow. I wonder if he's watching the show today.
It's a lot better when you win heat races, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I bet. And you know, you guys have been so close. And we've all been around this business long enough. It just, a snap of a finger, anything can happen.
Yeah.
You could break, somebody could wreck in front of you. But again, luck has so much to do with it. But Are you ready for tomorrow night? Maybe did you think you found a little something? Did you try something different in that heat race, or just the way it went?
So we actually brought out a whole different car and motor. And I haven't raced that in over a year. So
oh, really?
Back, I raced it a few times the beginning of last season, and then we put that one away. But
why the change up?
I don't know. It was time to try something new.
Okay.
My car that I was racing, you know, the beginning of this year is, we always called it my outlaw car. It's got the bigger motor and the better stuff on it, I guess you could say. The motor I ran this last Friday is 12-head, smaller motor. It's what I started racing with, so I'm probably a lot more comfortable with that one. I started racing, I had that one for 2-3 seasons, and then I got our Kistler and kind of struggled getting used to that, but we just figured since we weren't qualifying last Friday, we'd pull it out, and it actually ran pretty good. So we'll see what happens this week now.
You know, people don't realize, when you change cars or chassis, they're not all the same. In fact, I did talk to a driver the other night, and he said they were going to take out the car that he had, cause he's got a new car, but he said he just cannot make it work. It won't fit his driving style. He said he's actually wants to take out the car he ran last year, which is slightly bent,
right?
But he still ran good with it. So, I mean, guys are banging their heads against the wall, pulling their hair out, trying to figure out how to get a new car to go. How hard is it? I mean, if you go from one chassis to another, they're not all the same.
No, it's frustrating. Some setups that you put on one car, they might work completely different on another car.
Mm-hmm.
And for our instance, I mean, we have two, I think they're 2017 Maxims, they're the same thing. They came at the same time, and one just appears to run way better than the other one. So
do you need to keep a notebook for each car?
Yeah, we always take notes, and we always label what Maxim we have, one or two.
But, yeah.
Yeah, notes are always a good thing. If you can relate it back to the track conditions, you can usually
figure it out from
have
there.
A baseline set up to start with for the night. Yeah.
It's funny when guys, like you were just saying, like when guys wreck their car, have a slight bend to that frame, and all of a sudden now everything clicks. That's weird. Yeah. Like you got guys that are just trying to set up their car, banging their head against the wall, trying to figure out what setup's going to work and just trying to figure this thing out and changing here, changing there, changing shocks, just trying to figure this thing out. And all of a sudden, they get in a little fender bender and break it, you know, bend some part of the frame, be it what end, I don't know. And all of a sudden, that car came to life.
And they don't even know it's bent.
Right. How? Then you go to, like, say it's a Millennium chassis or something. You take it over to Dustin, and he goes to go. You do your refresh for the next year. You're like, oh, this thing was bent. Don't fix it.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave it.
I just don't. It's just funny how that works, John, and you say that, because I've actually heard that. Mm-hmm. When it gets bent, it runs better. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Won't
even go fit back on the jig, but it still goes around the racetrack.
Is there a rule against that? Is there... No. For you being, your frames are pretty tiny compared to like a street stock or a B mod, but there's no real regulation against a slightly bent frame.
Not that I'm aware of. No.
As long as there's not a safety issue,
safety
would be the only thing I could think of.
No broken wells or nothing like that. If it's just a straight bar that bent a little bit, it's golden. Yeah. Brad Sang ran with a bented one. I think,
A bented frame.
A bented frame at the Johnny, I think, or something before he sent his car off to get fixed.
Yeah.
So he bent it up in the heats, I believe.
Yeah, he just had to send another car away to get fixed here. Did after he? 2 weeks ago, too.
Funny part about that, when you got a guy with that's passionate about it, and when I went up and just to see how he was doing, if he was okay, he was, it is racing. It's racing.
Yep.
You know, he understood it. Other guys that would be up would... Yeah, I've seen some pretty nasty people up there. Parts of people you've never seen before that'd be so mad, you know? So, yeah.
Thank your sponsors on your car.
Yeah, so
big did you write out. Them down?
Oh, I got them.
All right.
Here's a test.
Let's go.
Home of Economy, huge supporters of my team. I don't know where we'd be without them. Riverside Dental, they came on board this year. Alloway, they also came on board this year. Stenvold Ag Services, DeKalb Seed, Aflac, Mallory Britton and Kyle, Nosted Acres, Outsider Entertainment, Weber Meats, Cornerstone or Countryside Egg. Name change there, so I was off for a second. This is Vanderhoff, American Crystal. I'm probably forgetting a few that I shouldn't be. I didn't say the Beehive because it's not on the car. So
I would imagine the Beehive will be on the car maybe next year.
Maybe.
Yeah,
we'll
that,
see.
If that tight ass owner wants to sponsor
it. I think it's the manager. I think the manager doesn't want to spend money.
I don't know who cuts the checks there. But
yeah, yeah. Talk about your sponsors one more time, bud, and the longevity of some. I know Horn of Economy has been with you for a while. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've gotten to know Wade and Diane and Scott and a lot of their managers there. They're awesome people to work with. We've had a lot of fun at some of their shows they put on. It seems like there's always something going on there with their Gator feeds or their Traeger. They're doing some Traeger stuff. But yeah, they've been a huge, huge deal for me to keep on doing this, and I can't thank them enough. And some of these people get to be lifelong friends, you know, going back to our wedding, we've invited quite a few to that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it definitely helps out my program. When I started this deal, I kind of put it on my own hands to bring in as much money as we possibly could for our team and try to make it a little easier on my parents and myself, but been really lucky over the years, and I can't thank everybody that's been on my car enough.
Kudos.
Well, I always say it, Home of Economy is my favorite store.
I love going to
in Grand Forks. I know most of the people that work there by first name basis. Yeah, I'm in there all the time.
It's so cool. I like going in there just to check out the new pit bosses and Traegers. It's right up front all the time. And yeah, we go there all the time for work too. Because we it's just easier to drive down there. We pick up all of our cleaning supplies from Home of Economy.
Sure.
I mean, it's just simple. And they know us, and we charge it, and we're out the door. We're back to the shop.
All right. I know you guys are both busy. Jordan, thanks for hanging with us again today.
Good seeing you again.
Yeah, thank you,
and,
guys.
And good luck tomorrow night. And don't forget the grand opening.
Grand opening Saturday.
Of the Beehive in Reynolds, Grand Forks Best Source. We're going to be there live on and off throughout the day. Looking forward to that. Love the people in Reynolds. It's going to be a good time. Hey, by the way, a special thanks going out to Rumor Sports Bar and Casino. I'm looking at the place right now, directly to my left here in the Grand Cities Mall. I love that place, man. The atmosphere, the people that work there. One of my favorite things in a bar, wall-to-wall televisions. I'm kind of a sports guy. They got it. Maybe you want to try your luck at charitable gaming. Maybe you want to play a little bingo. Maybe you want to bet on the horses. They've got lunch and dinner specials every single day. By the way, yesterday, $3 pounders all day. I was there. Fiesta Fridays from 3 to 6 on Fridays. There's just always something going on.
He might add a water.
Yeah, Rumor Sports Bar and Casino. And thanks to BT and all the guys at Rumors. All right, tomorrow morning, stay tuned for your update. We got your Berkshire Hathaway podcast. Also, the Grand Forks Best Source Sports Show is coming up. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, and hit that notification bell on your smartphone, too. And we'll see you in Reynolds Saturday at the Beehive, all right? Hey, we all know Grand Forks is a pretty groovy place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.